Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Yum. Fall feels like Honeycrisp apples from the local farmer's market. And I just had one. My sister-in-law Cheryl did the kindest thing. She brought me a bowl full of locally grown fruit, just for me. Today, I have some fruit that's just for you, my friend. Lean in to take a bite. It's gonna be satisfying. We're one day away from the finish line. Pat yourself on the back. You have completed 27 days. Do you feel a little bit like a flourisher? I do. Today, we'll set the first 11 verses of Psalm 92 aside and return to the last four verses, which we've already memorized and studied to one degree or another, depending on whether you're just going all podcast or you're digging into the memorization study guide. Let me recite Psalm 92, 12 to 15 over you. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Feels like a familiar friend, doesn't it? I'm so glad we're back to these precious verses. Now, perhaps you began this Holy Girl Walk thinking, I don't see how it's possible for me to flourish when I can't move past the grief, or the future feels so uncertain, or you're estranged from an adult child, or money is so tight and you're working so hard. Well, guess what? You're not alone if you did or still do feel hopeless, or like you can't possibly do it. You can't flourish with fill in the blank in your life. Oh, but let's not take Jesus out of the equation, my friend. He said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. That's from Luke 18:27. God promises that when we're planted in his house, he will do the impossible, grow fruit that shows up. And that doesn't just include fruit that gets given to others. Some of it is for you. In hard places, some of the fruit that grows is meant to dispense to others, but some is meant to transform your fearful heart to peaceful, or to give you a trusting heart as you navigate hard times. Some of it is the fruit of God's love that is more than able to compensate for any lack of love in your relationships. It truly is. I mean it. Sometimes what grows is the fruit of perseverance to give you the grace to go just one more day or one more hour. And sometimes it's the fruit of patience to wait through the just one more days. The bowl of fruit Jesus delivers when you press into where he has planted you is perhaps not as juicy as what my sister-in-law brought by, but oh, so much more useful and sustaining than the apple I just ate. I think the fruit the Lord is growing in my heart through my hard season is faith. Faith that he can provide, faith that he can heal, faith that he can multiply my minutes to accomplish what is needed or give me courage to say no to some things, for now anyway. And maybe even the faith to believe that his plan, even if it doesn't unfold the way I'd like it to, is so much better than mine. I feel content in that. He planted me here, and he is with me here. He planted you where you are, my friend. And he's with you. I'm so glad I've gotten to be a part of your fruitful journey into Psalm 92. Soak in the thesis again today and then come back tomorrow. We'll try to put it all together. Can I tell you another way we can stay in touch? Join me and Nancy DeMoss-Wolgemuth each and every weekday for the Revive Our Hearts podcast. Nancy teaches from the Bible. I interview insightful guests and you get nourished in God's truth. Check it out at reviveourhearts.com. Okay, see you tomorrow. Happy walking, friend.